going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people mad about what the Browns did last night. The Browns received the 5th overall pick. Mason Graham is who they took. The 36th overall pick, the 126th overall pick, and a 2026 first rounder. And they traded pretty much the rights to Travis Hunter. The Jags received the 2nd overall pick. They took the two-way threat. 104th pick and the 200th overall going back to Jacksonville. And, you know, some people, some Cleveland folk, absolutely eviscerated them for doing this. And, hey, I can see that perspective. Nobody knows with any of these guys. We've said that a bunch. He may well be the best player in this draft, Travis Hunter. He's a unicorn. Best corner, best wide receiver in the draft. But here's why I actually think the Browns did the smart thing for once. They suck. I was just looking at their roster. They need more than just a good corner and a good wide receiver. Even a great corner and a great wide receiver. That goes a long way. But they need help everywhere. And they're trying to make up for what happened with Deshaun Watson. Yes. This is the first round pick that they've had since trading Deshaun Watson. So they're recouping picks. They could have 2 top 5 picks next year. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. So as much as it pains me to say, bleh, I think the Browns did the right thing here, guys.
So did I, and especially if you're going to be aiming for, and we'll see what they do tonight. Clearly, they have 2 second round picks almost basically back to back. They have, what, the 33rd and 36th. But you can, you know, package those picks for next year to go up and get whatever guy you want in the deep quarterback draft. So I think that they did right. I think they did it perfectly for once.
Agreed.
But they might mess it up. They might mess it up today, Pat. They might take Shador Sanders and mess it up.
Oh, they'd be so lucky to get Shador, my guy. They could screw it up in so many different ways. Yep. And that would be the caveat, right? So when Browns fans are mad, you're thinking, you're probably not going to screw up Travis Hunter. Worst case scenario is we can make him an all-pro at one position, right? Like, bird in the hand, two in the bush. That saying that sounds dirty, but it's not. I think there's always the chance, and maybe more likely than not, that they take 2 players next year in the top 5 that suck because they're the Browns. But the process, at very least, was the right process for me.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.